USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is suggesting that former President Trump doesn't need to receive intelligence briefings, which is a tradition that normally goes to former presidents. Biden told CBS that he believes former President Trump doesn't deserve any special access to that type of intelligence.
I just think that there is no need for him to have that intelligence briefing. What value is giving him an intelligence briefing? What impact does he have at all?
The northeastern U.S. is now battling yet another snowstorm in a week as intense snowfall in western New York is forcing delays in coronavirus vaccinations. After a historic snowfall of more than 17 inches last Tuesday, New York City is now expecting another 7 inches of snow. The snowstorm in the Northeast is predicted as a polar vortex. That means bone-chilling cold across the plains and Midwest. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.